From his perch above the window, the raven looked down at Annie.
"Rocket, me, Annie," she said. "I helped you when the people in the village threw stones at you, remember?"
"What nonsense," croaked the Raven King. "Bring me the stick bird."
Rock didn't move. Gripping the hazel twig in his beak, he stared down at Annie.
"Give the twig to Jack, Rock," she said, "so he can turn Teddy back into a boy."
"So that ugly little stick is a magic wand, is it?" said the Raven King. "Bring it to me, bird, now."
"Don't do it, Rock," said Annie. "Don't let him boss you around anymore."
The raven stared at Annie for a moment with his dark brown eyes. He looked at the Raven King. He looked back at Annie. Then he swooped down to Jack and dropped the hazel twig at his feet. Jack grabbed it.
"Traitor!" the Raven King shrieked at Rock. "You'll pay for this!"
He lunged toward the raven. Rock tried to escape, but the king grabbed him by the throat. Jack had to save Rock. He pointed the twig at the Raven King's back and shouted,
"Oh, hazel twig from hazel tree, make him what he wanted to be."
A deafening wind roared through the room. A blinding light flashed. Then all was clear. The Raven King had vanished. His cape lay on the floor. Rock hopped away unharmed. From under the feathered cape came a hoarse cry.
"Awk!"
Annie lifted the cape and uncovered a tiny raven.
"Oh!" she said softly.
The bird stretched out his scrawny neck.
"Awk!"
he croaked again.
"Hello yourself,"
Annie said, smiling. She stroked the downy feathers on the creature's head. Then she looked up at Jack.
"How did you come up with that rhyme?"
"It just came to me," said Jack. "I knew I had to save Rock, but I didn't want to hurt the Raven King. I think I actually felt sorry for him."
"So you helped him finally get what he wanted," said Annie. "You turned him into a baby raven."
"Yeah," Jack said. "Now he can live his whole life as a bird."
Rock flew up to the window ledge. He looked around at the other ravens. It was clear he had become their new leader.
"Grow, grow,"
Rock croaked. He stepped aside. The raven troops began to leave the nursery, one by one. Two of them escorted the new member of their flock as he timidly flapped his small wings. Rock was the last to leave. He stared at Annie and Jack with a long gaze. Then he lifted off the window ledge and flew away into the light of the silver dawn.